Depends on human emotions. You know, stock market, we feel that it is one of the most logical industries in the world. We feel it is one of the most logical industries in the world, but it actually thrives on human emotions. If gold prices shoot up, it impacts stock market. If there is a strike in the country, it impacts stock market. If there is a pandemic in the country, it impacts stock market. So the reason I'm giving this example is that people say that, you know, to become an entrepreneur, you have to be slightly more right-minded. You have to take strategic decisions. You have to be very logical. And that's why even our society, you know, sees in us that, hey, you know what, you're not ready for entrepreneurship. But it's never the case. If you have hunger in your heart, if you care for your customers, if you are obsessed with the problem, then you qualify itself to become an entrepreneur. So just keep that in mind, because today we are going to talk about mindset. If you want to take any positive action in your life, mindset plays a very important role. So with this example, I'm making it very clear that it is okay to be passionate. It is okay to be a problem solver. And it is okay if the society says that, hey, you know what? We live in a logical world and entrepreneurship is not for you. So it's not like that. And you take up any big other industries. Let's say, even if you want to join an army, right? If you were to be ready to take up bullet on your chest, which means that you already at least qualified to be in that journey. Of course, there will be a physical test. There will be demands. You have to have a specific height. You have to have a specific body type. But that doesn't mean that you cannot become. Similarly, in entrepreneurship, yes, there would be challenges. There would be friends and family who will support you, who will not support you. There will be investors who will put money in you, who may not put money in you. There will be customers who may reject initially your startup idea. But ultimately, if you are obsessed with your customers, if you're obsessed with the problem, then you're on the right path. Of course, both these examples are very different. Of course, for being into army and joining an army, it requires much more. But to become an entrepreneur, it just needs obsessive problem-solving mindset. So, number one is problem-solving mindset, which you have to keep into perspective. Now, initial steps